Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 3 months 2011 IFRS Statements Conference Call of KBTK. The presentation will be followed by two question and answer sessions, first from the phones and then from the web. Web participants may submit a question using the Ask a Question facility. Telephone participants may ask a question by pressing star followed by one on their telephone keypads when prompted. If you require operator assistance at any point, please press star followed by zero on your telephone keypads. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to your chairperson, Anton Rumyantsev, IR Manager, and Eduard Alexenko, First Deputy CEO. Please begin your meeting and I'll be standing by.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for connecting to KTK presentation of consolidated IFRS financial statements for the first quarter 2011. Firstly, I will make a brief introduction of our company and its development strategy, and then I will yield the floor to Eduard Alexenko, who is also present here, and he will comment on our financial and operational results for the first quarter. After that, we plan to have a Q&A session to answer your questions. So let's start. KTK is one of the fastest growing thermal coal producers in Russia, and in terms of 2010 production volume, it was ranked seventh among the largest thermal coal producers in the country. In the 10 years since its establishment in year 2000, the company has commissioned and launched three open pit mines and an enrichment plant, achieving annual production volume of 6.8 million of tons of coal in 2010. The company expects to continue to grow its production volume until 2015, plans to achieve the aggregate structural capacity of existing mines, which is 11 million of tons coal per year. At the beginning of this year, our JORC coal resources totaled 402 million of tons of run mine coal, and proven and probable reserves amounted of 185 million of tons of run of mine coal, recoverable during the period of 2011 to 2030. KTK produces exclusively thermal coal classified as grade D under Russian classification system, with a naturally low sulfur and phosphorus content, as well as a relatively high calorific value. Utilization of modern and high-performance equipment fleet help us to maintain efficient production and relatively low cash costs. Last year, the average cash cost accounted to $17 per ton, compared to average of $26 per ton in Russia. The company maintains a diversified sales structure balanced between export and domestic sales, and also possesses one of the largest distribution networks in Western Siberia. Currently, KTK has established most of the infrastructure required to sustain production at the level of the structural capacity of the existing mine facilities, which is 11 million of tons per year. In August 2010, the company has commissioned its first coal enrichment plant with 2 million of tons annual capacity. Furthermore, in the period of 2012-2013, the company plans to commission another two coal enrichment plants that will increase the total installed annual capacity to 10 million of tons per year. Enrichment facilities will allow the company to enhance its ability to provide quality products to its clients, reduce operational losses, and expand its export capabilities and enter into new and prospective markets. And now I will yield the floor to Eduard Alexienko, the first deputy CEO of KTK, who would like to comment on the main operational and financial results of the first quarter 2011 under IFRS. So, Eduard, please.
В первом квартале 2011 года компания произвела 1 миллион 830 тысяч тонн угля, что на 17% сократив объем производства к четвертому кварталу 2010 года. Однако объем производства все равно был выше на 22%, чем в первом квартале 2010.
In the first quarter, the company produced 1.83 million of tons of coal, decreasing the volume of production by 17% to the fourth quarter 2010. Besides, the volume of production was 22% higher than in the first quarter of 2010.
Объем рассортировки угля остался практически на уровне четвертого квартала и составил 1 миллион 170 тысяч тонн. По отношению к результатам первого квартала 2010 года рассортировка угля увеличилась на 30%.
The volume of coal sorting was virtually stable on the level of the fourth quarter, and it's composed 1.17 million of tons. But compared to the result of the first quarter 2010, the sorting volume increased by 30%.
Объем реализации в первом квартале сократился на 12% и составил 2 миллиона 430 тысяч тонн. По сравнению с прошлым годом продажи угля компании выросли на 26%.
So the volume of coal sales in the first quarter reduced by 12% quarter on quarter to 2.43 million of tons, and compared to the same period last year, the volumes of coal sales increased by 26%.
Средняя чистая цена реализации угля по сравнению с четвертым кварталом увеличилась на 11% и составила 1155 рублей на тонну. По сравнению с первым кварталом 2010 года средняя цена увеличилась на 32%.
The average net realized price have increased by 11% quarter on quarter to 1155 rubles per ton, and compared to the first quarter of last year, the average realized price increased by 32%.
По отношению к четвертому кварталу коэффициент крыши вырос на 32%, и его значение составило 8. Объем взорванной горной массы увеличился на 7%, и среднее расстояние транспортировки с крыши выросло на 10% до 2,6 километров. Под влиянием этих факторов и сокращению добычи в первом квартале произошло увеличение наших производственных и денежных затрат в расчете на тонну угля.
Compared to the fourth quarter last year, the stripping ratio increased by 32% and its level composed 8. The volume of blasted rock mass increased by 7%. The average transportation distance of stripping volume increased by 10% to 2.6 kilometers. And these factors together with the decrease of production has led to the increase of our production cash costs per one ton of coal.
В течение квартала мы продолжили реализовывать стратегию по хеджированию части своих транспортных расходов и увеличили парк железнодорожных вагонов в Кузбасской транспортной компании, в которой у нас 45%, до 2700 вагонов. Следующий квартал планируется продолжение наращивания парка.
So during the quarter we continued to execute our transportation coal hedging strategy, and the railroad cars fleet of Kuzbasskaya Transportnaya Company, our joint venture, where we own 45%, increased up to 2,700 of railroad cars. We expect that in next quarter the company will continue to increase its fleet.
В первом квартале компания реализовала 2 миллиона 400 тысяч тонн угля, из которых 1 900 000 было реализовано, был уголь собственного производства, и 500 тысяч было куплено у сторонних производителей и перепроданы в основном с помощью нашей розничной сети.
So now we turn to page 10 and breakdown of coal sales. In the first quarter, the company sold 2.4 million of tons of coal, of which 1.9 million of tons were our own produced coal, and the remaining 500,000 were represented by third-party coal, which was purchased and then resold mainly through our own retail network.
На внутреннем рынке мы реализовали 1 миллион тонн, и на экспортных рынках 1,4 миллиона тонн угля.
On the domestic market we sold 1 million of tons, and we also exported 1.4 million of tons of coal.
В первом квартале цены экспорта в европейском направлении увеличились на 7% и достигли 93 долларов за тонну. Цены на азиатском направлении выросли на 27% до 79 долларов на тонну.
In the first quarter, it's page 11. In the first quarter, export prices on western direction increased by 7%, up to $93 per ton, including transportation costs. And prices on the Asian direction increased by 27% to $79 per ton.
На внутреннем рынке цена на базе FCA в долларовом эквиваленте увеличилась на 16% до $37 за тонну. В рублях рост составил 10%.
And as for domestic markets, price based on FCA, it means net of transportation costs, in USD increased by 16% to $37 per ton, and in rubles, its growth composed 10%.
С начала 2011 года произошло увеличение тарифа РЖД и стоимости аренды вагонов, в связи с чем подорожала стоимость доставки угля до наших экспортных покупателей. По итогам квартала среднетранспортные расходы до границы Польши составили $52 на тонну, а стоимость транспортировки до портов Дальнего Востока составили $41 на тонну.
So now we are turning to page 12. The main thing which is shown here is our distribution map, and it's also very important that from the beginning of 2011, there was increase in tariffs of Russian railroads, and the price for renting of railroad cars also increased. And that's why we faced the increase of transportation costs to our, of call to our export clients. As a result of the quarter, the average transportation costs to Poland composed $52 per ton, and the average transportation cost of coal to the eastern border of Russia to the Far East composed $41 per ton.
В первом квартале 2011 года выручка увеличилась на 14% до 5,2 млрд рублей по сравнению с четвертым кварталом 2010 года. И на 80% по сравнению с первым кварталом 2010 года.
Now we are turning to financial results on page 14. In the first quarter, consolidated revenue increased by 14% to 5.2 billion of rubles compared to the fourth quarter of 2010. And the revenue also increased by 80% compared to the first quarter of 2010.
Благодаря увеличению средних цен реализации угля и несмотря на сезонное сокращение объемов продаж, в первом квартале EBITDA достигла 948 миллионов рублей. К четвертому кварталу увеличилась на 4%. К первому кварталу 2010 года ее рост составил 50%.
Thanks to the increase of average realized prices of coal and despite the seasonal decrease in sales, in the first quarter EBITDA increased up to 948 million of rubles, and quarter on quarter it increased by 4%, year over year it increased by 50%.
По сравнению с предыдущим кварталом, чистая прибыль увеличилась на 26% до 593 миллионов рублей. Рост чистой прибыли к первому кварталу 2010 года составил 113%.
Compared to the previous quarter, the consolidated net profit increased by 26% to 593 million of rubles, and the increase of net profit compared to the first quarter last year was 113%.
Чистый долг сократился до 1 миллиарда 600 миллионов рублей. По сравнению с четвертым кварталом 2010 года он снизился на 9%. И по сравнению с первым кварталом на 62%. Показатель чистого долга к EBITDA на конец отчетного периода составил 0,7.
Net debt decreased to 1.6 billion of rubles. It decreased by 9% quarter on quarter and by 62% year on year. The ratio of net debt to EBITDA at the end of the quarter was 0.7.
Благодаря росту объемов экспорта, увеличению средней цены и повышению транспортных расходов, включаемых в стоимость угля для покупателей, выручка от экспорта выросла на 39% до 3 миллиардов 600 миллионов рублей.
So now we turn to page 15, and thanks to increase of export volumes and increase of average price and also increase in transportation costs, which are included in the cost of coal to transfer to the and transfer to the clients, the revenue from export increased up by 39%, and it composed 3.6 billion of rubles.
Выручка на внутреннем рынке, наоборот, упала под влиянием сезонного сокращения объемов реализации. По собственному углю она снизилась на 27% до 735 миллионов рублей. По перепродаже сокращение составило 10% до 722 миллионов рублей.
Vice versa, the revenue of domestic market has fallen because on the seasonal decrease of sales volume, and the revenue from sales of our own produced coal decreased by 27% quarter on quarter to 735 million of rubles, and the decrease of revenue of coal resale quarter on quarter was 10%, and the revenue decreased to 722 million of rubles.
По итогам первого квартала 2011 года производственные денежные затраты компании на тонну угля увеличились на 43% до 631 рубля или 22 долларов за тонну.
So as the result of the first quarter 2011, we are turning to page 16. Our average production cash cost per one ton of coal produced increased by 43% to 631 rubles, or $22 per ton.
Основное влияние на производственные денежные затраты на тонну оказало квартальное увеличение коэффициентов вскрыши с 6,1 до 8 кубических метров на тонну. Рост коэффициентов вскрыши был связан с тем, что компания на 17% сократила объемы добычи, однако объемы переработки вскрыши, наоборот, увеличились на 8%. Это связано с обережающими темпами переработки горных пород для того, чтобы подготовить пласты угля и извлечь его в следующих кварталах.
The main influence on the production cash cost was caused by increase of stripping ratio from 6.1 to 8 cubic meters per ton of coal produced, and the increase of this ratio was connected to two factors. The first one is that company decreased the production volume by 17% quarter on quarter, but the stripping processing volumes increased by 8%. This situation was caused by the high volumes of stripping volume process, because we need to process a lot of stripping volume to clean the coal seams, which will be extracted in the next quarters.
Помимо изменения коэффициента вскрыши, основными составляющими увеличения денежных расходов были также расходы на топливо, на оплату труда, производственные услуги, а также стоимость запасных частей и обслуживания техники.
Besides the stripping ratio increase, main factors which influenced on stripping on production cash costs in the quarters were in the increase of cash costs on fuel, on salaries and payrolls, and also the increase of production services and increase of spare parts and equipment maintenance services.
Общий объем производственных денежных затрат КТК за квартал вырос на 18% и составил 1 миллиард 200 миллионов рублей.
The total volume of production cash costs of KTK increased by 18% quarter on quarter and composed 1.2 billion of rubles.
Производственные денежные затраты составили 28% от консолидированной себестоимости. Сама же себестоимость увеличилась на 19% до 4 миллиардов 100 миллионов рублей или 142 миллиона долларов.
Production cash costs composed only 28% of consolidated revenue for the quarter, and the total they composed only 28% of consolidated cost of sales for the quarter, and the total volume of cost of sales increased by 90% quarter on quarter to 4.1 billion of rubles, or 142 million of US dollars.
54% себестоимости составили транспортные расходы, которые за квартал увеличились на 30% в связи с ростом объемов реализации на экспорт и повышением расходов на железнодорожную перевозку угля до экспортных покупателей.
54% of cost of sales represented by transportation costs, which increased by 30% quarter on quarter because of increase of export volumes and also growth of expenses for railroad transportation of coal to our export customers.
Часть роста арендных ставок на вагоны были компенсированы за счет использования парка совместного предприятия Кузбасская транспортная компания, вагоны которого арендуются по фиксированным ценам.
But we also managed to hedge the part of increase of transportation costs by using the fleet of railroad cars of Кузбасская транспортная компания, which is our joint venture, and we rent these railroad cars at a fixed price.
По сравнению с четвертым кварталом 2010 года общий долг снизился на 7% до 2 миллиардов 100 миллионов рублей под влиянием укрупнения курса рубля и доллара, которые также составили 7%.
So now we turn to page 18. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2010, the gross debt decreased by 7% to 2.1 billion of rubles, mainly because of depreciation of USD to of dollar to Russian ruble and the ruble rate increase, and this increase also composed 7%.
По состоянию на 31 марта 2011 года 90% нашего кредитного портфеля составляют кредиты, привлеченные в долларах США. Оставшиеся 10% кредитов были в рублях. Доля краткосрочных кредитов составила лишь 7% от общего кредитного портфеля.
As at 31st of March of 2011, 90% of all our loan portfolio was represented by USD denominated loans, and the remaining 10% were attracted in rubles. And the total share of short-term debt was only 7% of the total loan portfolio.
Средняя эффективная процентная ставка к концу квартала снизилась до 7,4%, и на сегодняшний день она составляет 5,48 в валюте и 6,95 в рублях.
As at the end of the first quarter, our average effective percent rate was 7.4, but now it is about 5.48 in US dollars and about 6.95 in rubles. So we managed to decrease it even more after the period end.
В связи с высокими ценами на экспортных рынках, а также появившейся возможностью переработать больше скрышных пород на аутсорсинге, во втором квартале мы планируем увеличить производство угля на 3-5% по отношению к первому кварталу 2011 года.
Now we are turning to page 20. Our outlook for the second quarter of 2011. Because of good pricing situation on the export markets and also the appeared possibility of outsourcing of some additional stripping processing volumes, we plan to increase coal production by 3 to 5% compared to the first quarter of 2011.
По сравнению со вторым кварталом 2010 года производство угля может увеличиться более чем на 50%. Все дополнительные объемы будут проданы на экспорт по спотовым контрактам.
So we think that compared to the second quarter last year, our production volumes can increase by more than 50%. And all the additional volumes which will be extracted will be sold on export under spot contracts.
Увеличение производства будет происходить за счет роста добычи угля на разрезе Черемшанский, уголь которого является самым качественным, однако коэффициент вскрыши на этом разрезе также самый высокий.
We think that the additional increase of production volumes will be all made by the increase of production on Черемшанский open pit mine, which possesses the highest quality coal among all of our open pit mines, but the stripping ratio is also the highest among all our open pit mines.
Поэтому за счет большего объема добычи на Черемшанском мы ожидаем увеличения производственных денежных затрат по отношению к первому кварталу 2011 года. Мы рассчитываем, что производственные денежные затраты на одну тонну угля во втором квартале также окажутся самыми высокими в 2011 году.
That's why we think that these additional volumes of Cheremshansky will influence on our production cash costs and they will increase quarter on quarter. And we also think that the production cash cost will be the highest in year 2000. So we think that production cash cost in the second quarter will peak compared to other quarters in this year.
В то же время во втором квартале мы ожидаем продолжение роста средних цен реализуемого угля в долларовом эквиваленте.
So we also think that in the second quarter we will see the increase of sales prices in USD equivalent.
Исходя из прогнозируемого увеличения коэффициента скрыжи и роста денежных затрат по отношению к прогнозам EBITDA во втором квартале сократится по сравнению с первым кварталом 2011 года, но будет существенно выше, чем в прошлом году.
I think that all these factors will influence on our will negatively influence on our EBITDA and this EBITDA in second quarter this year will decrease by quarter on quarter, but it will be significantly higher than in second quarter last year.
Ну, как я уже сказал, мы увеличиваем коэффициент, увеличиваем объем добычи до 8 100 000 тонн в 2011 году, что, соответственно, повлияет на увеличение коэффициента скрыши, и он составит по году 7,8.
So, but we also want to note that we think that we will be able to produce additional volumes in 2011. So we will be able to produce 8.1. We think that we will be able to produce 8.1 million of tons of coal in this year. But this will also rise our stripping ratio from 7.3 to 7.8. I think that Eduard thinks that these figures we will see for the full year 2011. So that's all for now, and Eduard, ничего может быть еще. Okay, so I think that actually we have briefly told you about all the main operational and financial figures. And now we will be happy to answer your questions both by telephone and if you want, you can also write them in our web interface. So, operator, could we now transfer to Q&A session?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We will now have a short silence to let participants register. The first question comes from the line of Sergei Donskoy. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company name.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for the conference call and very good result indeed. I have three questions. First of all, you have increased the stripping ratio plan for 2011. Could you share your thoughts on 2012? Should we expect stripping ratio to decline starting next year? Or it will likely remain elevated and higher than previously planned for a more extended period. Second question, based on the new and higher production plan for 2011, do you think your unit cash costs per ton will also be higher than you previously guided? I think it was your previous guidance was $21 per ton. And finally, if you could provide some numerical guidance for second quarter realized prices for domestic and export markets, quarter-on-quarter dynamics. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergey. It is always nice to hear you. I just briefly translate to Eduard, and we will back in a minute. Thank you.
Спасибо за вопрос. Но что касается прогнозов на 2011 мы поменяли, 2012-2013 мы не меняем свои прогнозы, поэтому они остаются как и ранее.
Sergey, thank you for your question. You're right, we changed our forecast on production and stripping volume on 2011. And in 2012 and 2013, we still are retaining our forecast just now for this year.
Что касается кэш-костов, то, естественно, они увеличатся, как я уже и сказал, и составят уровень первого квартала, то есть 630-650 рублей на тонну.
Долларах, 22 доллара.
Okay.
As for your second question, we think that our production cash costs will be slightly higher because of increased stripping ratio. We think that they will be actually on the level of the first quarter this year. So it's 631 ruble per ton. If the dollar will be stable to ruble, maybe it will be $22 per ton. And as for your third question about pricing.
Что касается цен, я уже сказал, что в долларовом эквиваленте во втором квартале цены вырастут, но в рублевом они не растут, так как курс рубля укрепляется, соответственно, это снижает доходность по экспорту, но в то же время есть несущественный рост на внутреннем рынке. Поэтому цена в рублях останется на уровне первого квартала, но в долларах она увеличится.
We think that the prices will grow in dollar terms because you know that our transportation costs are in rubles and our sales prices are in dollars. So the additional strengthening of ruble eats our net back from sales. So we think that we will see the increase in dollar terms and in Russian rubles we will see not material increase on domestic markets, we think.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Vladimir Sadievsky. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company name.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for the presentation. A couple of questions from my side. First is on actually the revenue and the EBITDA of the first quarter. As you told before, if I'm not mistaken, some volumes scheduled for delivery in the fourth quarter was delivered only in the first quarter due to some rail car shortage. The question is, how did this delivery influence first quarter revenue and EBITDA results? And the second question regarding your administrative expenses in the first quarter. There was a very sharp 50% growth year on year, and it would be very helpful to know what was the main reason or maybe number of reasons behind this significant climb. Thanks.
Hello, Vladimir. Okay, thank you very much for your questions. I'll translate them to Eduard and we will return back to you shortly.
касается объемов догруженных, которые мы догружали за прошлый год, этот объем составил порядка 250 тысяч тонн. Ну, естественно, эта выручка вошла, и, соответственно, прибыль вошла в первый квартал, и беда вот такая, какая она есть. Но если говорить о 250 тысяч непосредственно, ну, возьмите 150 рублей на тонне, $5, 5-8 долларов на тонне. Это будет непосредственно с этого угля.
So, of course, this volume which we delayed in shipment in the fourth quarter last year was about 250,000 of tons of coal. We fully executed our commitments before our clients, so we shipped these volumes in the first quarter. And as for calculating additional margin or additional our additional yield on these volumes, you can just take from $5 to $8 per ton. It's just net profit for these volumes, and multiply them by 250,000 of coal tons. So you will receive the roughly what additional financial yields we received on shipment of these volumes. And now we will turn to your second question.
Ну, что касается административных расходов, они действительно выросли на 80 миллионов рублей. И это связано прежде всего, естественно, с увеличением объемов добычи и реализации угля, что требует дополнительных затрат на администрирование данного процесса. И свою роль, естественно, сыграла затраты на публичность в данных расходах. Но если говорить о годе, то эти затраты будут расти пропорционально объему реализации.
So, and about your second question about administrative expenses, yeah, you're right, they increased by about 80 million of rubles. There are two main reasons for that. The first one is that we need more administration costs to sell and distribute and promote and manage the higher sales volumes, which critically increased year over year. And these administrative expenses also contain the cost which we bear to be a public company.
Okay, clear. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you, Vladimir.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, on the telephone lines, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Participants on the web, you can submit a question by using the Ask a Question facility. Once again, there'll be a short silence while participants register for questions. We appear to have no further questions at this time. I hand the conference back to you. We have no questions. Anton, I hand the conference back to you.
Sorry?
We have no further questions at this time.
Okay, so I think that if there are no questions, we should end our presentation, because I think that everything is clear. And if guys will have any question more, I think that they will call us privately.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.